and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. Well, happy Wednesday to everybody. We got quite a show going on today. I got Kent Watkins from SEI Agritech will be in here for the last two segments of the show. I do my normal thing here with grain prices and what's happening in the Oklahoma and the United States and the world on the rest of it. We're gonna have a live update from the OYE shoot in El Reno here shortly in the second segment. You don't want to miss that. They said there was a ton of kids from the 4-H and FFA from all over Oklahoma at that thing today. OYE just they've stepped up their game. I'm really happy with those guys that are and not guys, but the people that are running the Oklahoma Youth Expo and the Cattlemen's Congress, and now the OYE shoot. So anyway, we'll have that update coming up for you. Meanwhile, back in the real world here in northwestern, southwestern Oklahoma, current temperatures around the area, looks like most of southwestern Oklahoma is in the 89 degree range. 90s expected for a high today. Hollis is 89, Hobart's 89. Get up here around Cheyenne, we're at 85, but head back up north towards Woodward and Slap Out. 89 at Woodward, 92 at Buffalo, 90 at Slap Out, 92 at Beaver. Canadian, Texas, you're 88. Wheeler, Texas, you're somewhere around 85. Shamrock, you're 88. So anyway, I'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast coming up for you later in the show for the southwestern part of the state. So, well, let's get started. Let's see what, and you'll have to excuse me for my allergies. I went walking through the corn yesterday, checking nozzles on the pivot, and the corn's pollinating, and I guess I should have wore a mask. I am stopped up like you wouldn't believe, but anyway, bear with me. Luckily, we got guests today, so you don't have to listen to me for a whole hour with this stopped up. Corn futures, September, $6.78. December, $6.74. March is $6.79. Next May is $6.80. Soybeans, $14.78 for September. November, $13.93. January is $13.97. Soybean meal is, September is $438.40 a short ton. October is 418.10, and soybeans is $414.46. That's a meal, soybean meal. Okay, soybean oil, September 68.96, October 63.79, and December is 62.09. Hard red winter wheat, September $9.27, and December is $9.03. Actually, this month's up quite a bit, 48. So anyway, we'll figure out what's going on with that here shortly. September oats, $3.98, and December, $3.82. Head on down here and see what cotton's doing. It's just kind of holding steady this week. October's 108 a pound. December's 103 a pound. Looks like oil's almost down to 80. Well, it's 82.54, so it's getting closer to that $80 a barrel range where it should be, somewhere between 70 and 80, and keeps more everything a little more stable. Gas, natural gas is taking a pretty good hit. It's down almost $2 from last week. It's at 7.84 for October, and December's 8.04. Let's check out what the cash grain prices are doing at the elevators in Oklahoma and Texas right quick. Hard red winter wheat cash price is $8.52 at the elevator. Corn is $7.53. And Milo is $6.88. And soybeans are $14.16 a bushel. Anyway, got sidetracked there. I picked up the wrong paper. Wheat futures surged in overnight trading after Russian President Putin threatened to end an agreement allowing ships carrying Ukrainian agriculture products out of the country. Putin said he may speak with leaders from Turkey, which helped broker the deal in late July, about halting the agreement that enabled a blockade of ships and allowed grain exports out of Ukraine, which has been under attack by the Russian forces since February. The deal was brokered by officials from Turkey and the United Nations in a bid to help ease global food crisis. On Sunday, 13 vessels carrying 282,500 metric tons of agriculture products left Ukraine, according to the government. Since the deal was finalized, almost 90 ships have left Ukraine carrying almost 2 million metric tons of grain to 19 different countries. The Ukrainian president said in a response that agriculture goods will reach Somalia, which buys most of its grain from Ukraine and Russia, in the coming weeks. Prices also may be arising amid unfavorable weather in Argentina. Dry weather prevailed in much of the country's wheat-growing areas last weekend. It is expected that the country's growing areas likely will remain mostly dry through the coming weekend. Continued limited rains through next week will maintain moisture shortages and stress on the wheat. Wheat jumped 32¾ cents to $8.49¾ a bushel on the overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade, while Kansas City futures surged 29 cents to $9.11 a bushel. Corn futures for December delivery rose 7 pennies to $6.83 a bushel. Soybean futures for November delivery, delivered gain 1¼ cents to $14 a bushel. Soy meal added $3.40 to $410.20 a short ton. And soybean oil fell 0.47 cents to $62.81 a pound. Grain inspections of corn and wheat for overnight delivery declined week to week, while soybean assessments raised up a little bit. Corn inspections in 7 days that ended on September 1st declined to 518,000 metric tons. That's down from 689,000 metric tons last week, but well above last year's assessment of 338,000 metric tons. Wheat assessments dropped 477,657 metric tons from 631,000 tons last week, but was up from 412,000 from the previous year. Soybean inspections, meanwhile, reported at 495,845 metric tons last week. That's up from 439,000 metric tons the week prior, and well above what they did last year of 93,000 tons. The new marketing year started on September 1st for both corn and soybeans, so marketing year to date data was only available for one single day. Wheat inspections since the start of the grains marketing year on June 1st now stand at 5.6 million metric tons, and that's down from 6.62 million tons examined during the same time frame last year. Well, to finish this off, dry weather will prevail in much of the upper and Midwest today as red flag warnings are in effect for western North Dakota, all of Montana and Wyoming, and conditions are ripe for wildfires in several states, including South Dakota and Nebraska. In western North Dakota, winds will be up to 35 miles an hour, with the humidity supposed to drop around 11 to as low as 11%, according to the National Weather Service. Humidity will drop as low as 10% in western Nebraska and 15% in central Nebraska. So any fire start may be capable of spreading rapidly, so everybody just needs to be careful out there. When I come back, hopefully I'll have Mr. Monty Tucker. I think he's kind of helping run the OYE deal, the shoot up there this year for the kids. Him and Paul Hightower do a wonderful job in Beckham County, so they probably reached out to him for his help. And we'll see if we can get him on the phone. And when we get back, we'll check out, see how the teams from all of Western Oklahoma and the Oklahoma Panhandle are doing at the OYE Trap Shoot. So I'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Brian Baca is an investment advisor representative of and advisory services offered through Royal Fund Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Studies show retirees with a steady paycheck in retirement have better health, reduced anxiety, and potentially live longer. Are you in retirement currently and relying on uncertain stock market returns to generate your paycheck for the rest of your life? Geopolitical events, out-of-control inflation, record fuel prices all create negative pressure on your nest egg. Taking income out of your portfolio while it's going backwards and paying taxes creates extreme stress on your nest egg, not to mention the stress and anxiety to you personally. Monthly bills need consistent monthly income without putting your nest egg in jeopardy. Let us help you create a predictable, consistent paycheck without the worry of future income reduction due to negative market returns. Schedule a personal meeting with us today and let us show you how we can potentially reduce the anxiety and create more certainty in your uncertain world. Give Brian or Briley Baca at Advanced Financial Strategies a call. Give us a call today at our office in Clinton, 323-6800, 323-6800, or check out our website, retirewithbaca.com.
That person who has never smiled can start smiling. There's just a look on their face that completely changes. And when we give them a mirror and show them their new smile, there's nothing that warms my heart more. I had a gentleman in his 50s, and his whole life he never had a front tooth. His front tooth was stuck up in the bone. He had been to dentists before, but nobody really talked to him about his options. That was just the most rewarding thing. And afterwards, he sent me the sweetest card about how the Lord put a smile on his heart, but I put a smile on his face. And that's pretty rewarding. My name is Jamie Cameron, and I am a dentist in Weatherford at 129 North Bradley, a block north of Brahms.
Also at Liberty Dental in Carnegie on Main Street, right next to the movie theater.
JamieCameronDDS.com. You can also visit us on our Facebook page, JamieCameronDDS, where we treat you like family and do life-changing dentistry.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Drew Cobb. This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, August 29th. 1,467 head were sold. 6 head of steers at 370 brought 229. 7 at 484 brought 202. 10 at 565 brought 187. 15 at 647 brought 189.25. 30 at 719 brought 171.50. 19 at 815 brought 171.50. 13 at 966 brought 160. 4 head of heifers at 251 brought 239. 7 at 470 brought 162. 6 at 502 brought 161, 5 at 567 brought 154, 6 at 612 brought 153, 8 at 703 brought 163.50, 8 at 756 brought 160, butcher cows were 3 to 100.5, butcher bulls brought 30 to 123, Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma, sell every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Oh, all right. Welcome back. 86 degrees here at Elk City. And on the line with me is the famous Monty Tucker from Roger Mills County.
Hello, sir. Jimmy Clark. All you great stewards of the land.
Yeah, you're starting to sound like Drew. So, man, have you got it going on up there today?
Oh, this is... You know, we found a few trap machines, some skeet throwers, and we decided, you know, let's put targets and let's get a whole bunch of shells.
Yeah.
Let's just have a youth shoot. And 650 kids from all across the state of Oklahoma are competing today both at El Reno and Trap, and Silverleaf up by Guthrie in Sporting Clays today.
Wow.
So 1,150 entries shooting today.
That's crazy. I mean, OYE stepped it up, didn't they?
Yes, they did. This has been a dream of several of us for a while, to have some kind of a combined fall statewide 4-H, FFA, whatever you are. Let's step up to the line and shoot. And it became reality this morning at 8 o'clock when the first shot fired.
1,150, is that right, entries? I'm losing you there, Monty.
Can you get me now?
Yeah, I got you there.
Yeah, there was 650 kids, and some of them are shooting both trap and sporting clays. So,
oh, okay.
Some of them ain't, but that entered up to 1,150 entries in combined for both events.
So I guess all of Western Oklahoma and the Panhandle is well represented, I'm taking it.
Boy City's here.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, Boy City's here, and from Boy City to Van Alst to, what's it, Huggins, Valiant, Southeast.
Yeah.
I don't know where they're at. They're a long ways from here.
I got a hold of, well, first, let me tell you my story of trying to figure out how to get this done on the show today. As first, I seen on Facebook that Lori White was there. So I text her, but I text Lori Campbell instead. And she said, "You got the wrong Lori." And so I got a hold of Lori White, and she was headed towards the a doctor's appointment in the city. And I said, "Well, I've texted Monty," and I said, "I know he's busy, but I said, if I don't get him, you know, I want to get somebody that's there, just kind of update us what's going on, you know, even if it's just about Leedy or Dewey County 4-H or whatever." And so I called Benji, and all I could hear was shotgun shells going off everywhere. So anyway, you text me back. So that's how easy it is to get somebody to come on my show.
Yeah, I hear you. It was you actually caught us at perfect timing, because we kind of hit a lunch break. We had a flight at 10 o'clock, and we got another one at 1 o'clock. So we're doing pretty good.
Oh, good.
We have 25 kids from Beckham 4-H are up here.
Okay.
And then I think I saw Merritt High School had 6 or 7 kids, and Sayre FFA, Merritt FFA, 6 or 7 kids, and Sayre FFA had 5. So I think they're, and later this afternoon there may be a Sweetwater team coming, so.
Oh, awesome.
So,
well, and I
look forward to seeing. And I saw Roger Mills 4-H is due in here this afternoon.
Yeah, so, and I know Dewey County's there, and I don't know.
Yes, Dewey County, they wrapped up their trap round, and they're headed out here to Guthrie to go shoot their sporting clays.
Oh, good. And so you're just shooting sporting clays and trap today, right?
Yep. Each kid will shoot 50 shots of trap, and then they'll go up to Guthrie and shoot 50 sporting clays up there with Zach.
Well, we appreciate it. Is your partner in crime up there with you?
Yeah, the legend. He's
The legend. That's what I'm talking about.
He's fixing to head to Guthrie with our 4-H kids.
I got you. Well,
and I'm stuck here. So,
well, you guys are helping out with that, aren't you?
Yeah, me, Paul Hightower, Mickey McGee from down there at Willa.
Yep.
He's a big help here, along with, Roger Mills' famous Bray Haven. And then our executive director, Tyler Norvell's here today. So, and the one that gets things done, Cass Newell.
Yeah.
So, good group.
Well, tell Tyler and Bray that we say hi. We said hi from Western Oklahoma, and I know, even I'm speaking for a bunch of people when I say this, but tell them thank you very much for instigating this, and thank you guys that are helping out, all of you, Paul, Tony, everybody. Thank you so much for, not Tony, but Mickey. I get my McGee switched around every now and then. But anyway, you know, and Mickey's son, NCAA champion. I mean, big dog champion for his freshman year in college. How about that?
Yeah. We're so tickled for him.
Yeah.
So, exactly. So. And just another shout out here, too. I just want to send a big, huge thanks to the Aggie Club and the Shooting Club from Redlands College right here in El Reno, and the shooting team from Connor State.
Oh, wow.
They're here volunteering scoring.
Oh,
so,
cool.
We couldn't do it without them. And I sure, all that they've got paid so far is a Chick-fil-A sandwich. So we're super proud of them and appreciative that they're here to help. And Oklahoma Wildlife Department's here to assist, too, with some safety. And so we appreciate them and their efforts being here.
So
and
you said
OTA here.
You mentioned safety, so that means Lieutenant Edwards is not there, right?
No, he's probably out there. He's probably out there chasing, you know, them guys that shoot off dove off the high lines. So
I really wouldn't. I'd like for them to make that legal.
It would sure help my average.
Yeah, it would really up my average. But
I'm if old Brent Metters listening, I'm sure he's like going, no.
Yeah, I'm sure he is. He's like, okay, you two can shut up now. And so anyway, well, great. I'll be looking forward to hearing from you or somebody with some of the results.
It's gone really good. One of our Beckham 4-H teams is sitting second right now, out by one target to an El Reno team.
Okay.
On the trap side. And, there's that train derailed.
Oh, what happened? Did you wish him bad luck?
Yeah. It's been good to see a competition. It's been, the weather's beautiful. We couldn't ask for a better day for a trap shoot. Oh, there's the train come back.
Okay, good.
September 20th, this is kind of a seeding round, preliminary almost.
All right.
So the top teams will advance to the state final on September 28th, and that's all at Silverleaf. We will crown junior and senior shooters in trap, sporting clay, and combined, along with individuals scattered all throughout in all three disciplines. So, and Jimmy, we're always looking for sponsors. This is a huge, big deal statewide. If anybody out there wants to do a sponsorship for that championship round, get with the OIE staff and we can get you a packet.
Well, with that, I'll push that on the show a little bit, and hey, FYI, I have a check in my truck for you.
Oh yeah. Yeah, we're shooting shells on a hot check right now, so I probably need to get that.
Yeah, you probably should. Anyway, and I'm going to say we're going to have some more coming up because our Quail Forever banquet is coming up at the end of this month, not too far away.
Nope, and we'll be there serving, I think. So
you'll be there auctioneering too, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so anyway, well, Monty, thank
you. I'm tired all night.
Well, Monty, thank you, and look forward to hearing how it goes today. And like I say, tell Trey and all those guys up there that Trey Bray, that we appreciate what they're doing for our youth, for 4-H and FFA.
Okay. All right. So
somebody just shoot you,
sing,
or what?
You want to sing to Jimmy Clark on Today on Ag out Elk City? You want to say anything, Jimmy Clark? Yeah, we're live on the radio.
Oh no, here
Cass
we go.
Is good. She said I covered it.
Okay, good. All right, well, tell everybody I said hi.
All right. Well, we appreciate you and what you do for the kids out there.
All right, thank you, Monty.
Right.
Talk to you
See
later.
Jimmy.
Yep.
Bye.
All right, I'm glad she didn't come on, because that's the reason why I don't take live calls, because you never know what somebody's gonna say. But anyway, my phone's been lighting up over here. Man, we got all kinds of things going on today. Well, when I come back after this, I'll have the Northwestern Oklahoma Long Ranger forecast, and there's some little better news on that forecast compared to what I read yesterday. A little water in the forecast coming up this weekend for up north. And then I'll have Mr. Kent Watkins on here from SEI Agritech. And then I got a couple hot items to read off for you today for two reasons. We got two vegetable stands. One's going on right now at George Creek Market. And then tonight we got some Mr. Brian Pritchard. He's going to have his, chaotic vegetable stand at the Redlands Chiropractic Center there on 3rd Street here in Elk City. Last time I showed up, they needed crowd control. I'm serious. It was just like there's five cars there. 10 minutes later, there's 60 cars there, and there's women pushing me out of the way to get to the cantaloupe. And so it's chaotic. But anyway, it's great. They grow some great vegetables. And also, every time that Mr. Kent Watkins is on, it is the Taylor Ranch Happy Cap Hour today. And we'll discuss beef here in just a little bit. So anyway, we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers. It's heavier steel. They're built better. They're tough. They've got rubber flooring, every kind of amenity that you can think of in a ranch trailer. They're framed in differently so that you're not having crackouts and breaks in the trailer frame. Their tires come 18 ply. Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers, and we've got them. The name of our business is Cattle King Manufacturing. We're 2 miles south of the golf course here at Elk City on Highway 6. On Facebook, just search Cattle King Manufacturing. 303-4246. 303-4246.
Good afternoon, great stewards of the land. Drew Cobb in studio with your Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, September 2nd. 2,048 head were sold, 19 head of steers at 346 brought 221, 3 at 448 brought 211, 10 at 476 brought 144, 5 at 524 brought 178, 8 at 665 brought 164, 9 at 668 brought 167.50, 8 at 865 brought 125, 5 head of heifers at 292 brought 193, 9 at 465 brought 175.50, 10 at 506 brought 167, 4 at 531 brought 167, 9 at 546 brought 160, 5 at 717 brought 148, 7 at 764 brought 154.50. Butcher cows were 34 to 95, butcher bulls brought 74 to 120, bred cows were 925 to 1325, pairs brought 975 to 1600. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
Opening in this office has been phenomenal. Oh, I think part of the reason is because of our prices. You don't have to take out a mortgage to buy hearing aids. A lot of people won't even look into it because of the horror stories they've heard about prices. They've been quoted $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 per set. I have $1,750, $2,250, and I have a set with Bluetooth, remote control, and everything for $2,450. Quality is just as good. Yeah, our prices are cheaper. Yeah.
And if you buy a rechargeable set before October, you get a free remote control.
My name is Clint Higginbotham. I'm a certified hearing aid specialist with Caring Hearing Aid Services. Our Elk City location is inside Dr. Perkins' office at 601 West 3rd. The phone number is 821-2299. The Clinton location is about 50 feet north of Mazio's on Gary Boulevard, 1906 Gary Boulevard to be exact. The phone number there is 275-2904. Try hearing better and try having more fun.
Ron Hayes here. Here's what the good folks are saying about SEI Agritech's Livestock Nutrition Center's feed and minerals.
Hi, this is Ty Ford. I'm a local cattle rancher, and I buy my feed with Kent Watkins at SEI Agritech in Elk City. He's a Livestock Nutrition Center authorized distributor, and they have been very helpful in developing a program for feeding out our butcher steers. We use his starter and finisher rations on our steers, and we have had great results and great feedback from our repeat customers.
Located on South Randall, visit SEI Agritech in Elk City.
Once that gets in your blood, you're not going to get it out. Once you are ate up with cattle, farming, agriculture, it's a hard drug to kick. you're putting a crop out there, you're turning your cows out, and watching what you do grow, and watching the things that you take care of, things you care for, move on with their life cycle. Just seeing a result from your hard work. I'm Jason Redd, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Long Ranger forecast for northwestern Oklahoma. Sunny this afternoon, high 95 at Woodward, 93 for a high tomorrow, 94 Friday, but things start to change a little bit come Saturday. 20% chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon, high of 89. And Saturday night, 30% chance of showers. And Sunday, 20% chance of showers, but temperature 77 degrees. So there'll be a 20 degree turnaround from today compared to this coming Sunday. So you know what, Kent, I don't know how big a hunter you are, but you know what that'll do to the dove population?
Just send them south.
It's going to send them south. Well, anyway, joining me on the Taylor Ranch Happy Cap Hour today, which we'll talk about that here before next break, is Mr. Kent Watkins. He is the owner and proprietor of SEI Agritech right here in Elk City. And I always look forward to having him on the show. He comes on most of the time, unless he comes on the first Wednesday of the month every month for you people. This will be your first time talking with the people up north.
Yeah, that's true.
This is going to be fun. So the rains have helped, but this drought ain't over.
No, we're not even close to being done with the drought. It's been pretty spotty,
yeah,
so far. And there's been a little bit of stuff go in, but for the most part, everybody's just kind of setting on go.
Right.
And when it does really rain, it will go in.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I noticed a lot of people are sowing, and, it's always a gamble when you do it at the end of August, first part of September. But, you know, people got to have some wheat pasture. I mean, they got to have some wheat pasture. And I remember when I was working at K&D Farm and Ranch over there at Foss, you know, we had 5,000 acres of wheat ground.
Mm-hmm.
We had to get started.
Right.
And we dusted most of it in the last part of August. And, bam, first rains you get in September, we're ready to go most of the time.
Yeah, that'll work. Assuming that you don't get a 2 or 3 tenths of an inch of rain, and then your moisture can't be, and then it sprouts and dies. This isn't the year for that.
Or a 4-inch pounding rain.
Yeah, 4-inch pounding rain covers it up.
So anyway, you always start with the five pillars of the soil.
Five pillars of soil health.
Yeah.
And that's where we start, and that's what everybody should be looking at. And the first one for us on the southern plains and in the northwest as well is armor on the soil. Keep the soil covered up all the time. Mother Nature is a prude. She does not like to be uncovered. And if you uncover her with a disc or some tillage tool, overgrazing or whatever it is, she's going to cover herself back up with probably something you don't like.
Right.
Like sand burrs or kochia or tumbleweeds. And we have all that now. Ragweed. Those kinds of
mare's tail,
all those things that are undesirable. So keep soil covered as much as you can. Low disturbance. I'm an advocate of no-till cover crop.
Right.
It works. I've been doing it for 7 years or so. It works. I'm going to have to work ground this year, first time in 12 years.
Yep.
A lot of guys work ground 2 times a year, so that's 24 times in 12 years.
Yeah,
and that's not good.
Right.
Diversity, multi-species crop in the soil. Even if you're going to plant wheat for grain, that's a pushback I get a little bit, a lot less now than I used to. Put some hairy vetch in there with that. It'll help you with your nitrogen needs, and everybody needs help with nitrogen needs now. And then whenever you spray next spring, you're going to kill the hairy vetch out anyway, so it's not going to affect your harvest if that's where you're going with it.
Right.
Living root in the soil as many days out of the year as possible. You have to feed the underground herd, and if you do that, the underground microbe population, the macros, will help eliminate a lot of the problems you have above ground. Diversity, I did mention that, and then livestock where it fits. Obviously, you don't want them trampling through your cotton patch right now, but at some point in the year, if you have water and a fence on the place, you should have livestock on that at some point. It'll get you where you're trying to go a lot faster.
And I've seen a lot more of that this summer.
Yes.
And, you know, we got rains. We didn't get any rain last spring. Then when we did get some rains, weeds and all kinds of, and volunteer, whatever. A lot of guys didn't even harvest their wheat.
Right.
And so you got a lot of that going on. Well, the grass started getting a little short there a little over a month ago. And then some people started turning out on some cover crops or something they planted for summer hay, and they got it up, and then it quit raining, and they lost it, and they turned out on that and grazed it. But these rain showers that we've got in the last 3 weeks all over western Oklahoma, southwest, north, and I know there's some pocket areas that didn't get any, and I don't mean to be bragging in front of them, but I got to talk about this. But there's man, this country greened up in a hurry.
It really did, and it probably saved a lot of herds from having to be dispersed.
Right.
It really did, because, you know, a dry cow is not that hard to keep going.
Right.
You know, and the calves, for the most part, because of the no rain deal, most of them were weaned early, and they're in the feed pen or they're gone. Right. You know, so a dry cow is a lot easier to take forward than one that's nursing a calf.
Right.
So her requirements are a lot less.
Right.
Than normal.
Well, it's been a blessed last month, that's for sure. And I'm gonna admit I was wrong. The last time you was on there, we was talking about if we did get some rain, because we hadn't had any rain when you was on last month. I was like, well, the pastures are probably gonna green up, but there probably won't be much growing. I was wrong.
Well, they're gonna grow some, but we have to remember that this time of year, the day lengths are getting shorter. It's cooling off a lot better at night now. So the grass is going to have a spurt of energy and grow out some. But over the next couple of weeks, that grass is going to start slowing down. It's going to start getting ready for winter. So it's going to pull in all the nutrition it possibly can to be able to overwinter. The weeds are going to do the same thing. Anything that is going to overwinter that normally will overwinter, that's what they're going to do the last half September into October. That's what they're doing. They're pulling in nutrition so that they can survive the winter.
I gotcha.
So, if a person's going to plant, I've never seen wheat pasture for cattle planted in August overall outperform pasture planted in September. Typically, it's just too hot in August. Right. And to tell you the truth, I'm ready for a break now.
Yeah.
It's 95 degree every day. That's not great. But we got what we got, and we'll deal with it.
Yep, we always do.
Yeah.
And there's I was wondering about that, if there was any knowledge about planting in late August or the first week of September versus the middle of September or last of September, if there's any advantage
or
disadvantage.
The middle of September will always outperform overall.
Right.
You're going to turn in a little earlier, but maybe a week is all. You would be probably better off just to feed them another week versus something planted, you know, August 25th versus something planted September 15th. September 15th is always going to outperform.
Yeah.
It just always, it's cooler and the ground's cooled off and it can go, and it does.
Yeah, and with equipment nowadays, we can get a lot more done in a bigger hurry.
Yeah, and we're always in a hurry.
Yeah.
We're always in a hurry.
I called it when those rains started kind of showing up here about 3 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago. I was calling, I said, I bet somebody's greasing the drill already.
Probably so. Probably so. But, I was getting a lot of calls for seed until this last week when those rain promises didn't come through and nobody really got any rain.
Right.
And then my phone died again. So we went back to reality.
Yep.
That we're still not out of this drought. So And with seed costs the way they are, this is not the year, in my opinion, to gamble on dusting in, hoping you get an inch of rain to be able to take it forward, because you might just get enough to just get it sprouted with nothing below it, and then it's going to die, and then you're back out there in the open market trying to find seed. This isn't the year for that.
Wow. Well, when we get back, we're going to, what are we going to talk about in the last?
Well, we're going to talk about planning for pasture, fall pasture and grain, if that's what they're going to do.
Okay, cool. Well, today is the Taylor Ranch Happy Cap Hour, and the supply chain issues continue to be an obstacle in our everyday lives, and it is lack of availability of items you need is becoming a regular occurrence. Buying ahead and stocking up is a one-way bridge on that gap. If you are the one that likes to keep your freezer full during these times, the Taylor Ranch can help with that. They have a quarter, half, and whole beef available for sale. And I'm telling you guys, if you haven't heard about the Taylor Ranch beef up north, it's the best beef besides mine west of the West Mississippi. Anyway, I had to throw that in there. They develop every animal as if it was going to be served on their own table. Third-party verified, all-natural, and hormone-free beef also available. That's Taylor Ranch Beef. 405-609-4662 right here in Roger Mills County, or right up there in Roger Mills County. It's not that far from here. But anyway, call Mr. Jimmy Taylor at 405-609-4662 if you want to buy a quarter, half, or a whole beef. They're taking orders for, I'm going to say, probably November. And I might be wrong on that, and I'll correct myself, but you just call 405-609-4662. Him and Tracy will hook you guys up. Well, let's talk to Jerry Nine a little bit and see what happened yesterday at Woodward at the cow and bull sale.
Jerry Nine, owner of the Woodward Livestock Auction, for sale this Thursday, September the 8th. We're expecting 4,000 cattle to start the auction at 8 a.m. From Sealing, got 79 steers, Nevers 5 to 8. Pollack got 247 steers, they're weaned 6 to 8. From Forgan, got 42 steers, Nevers, off the cow, 4.5 to 5. Slap Out got 38 steers, Nevers, 4 to 5, off the cow. And Clinton, 45 steers, Nevers, 5 to 6. From Fargo, got 98 steers, Nevers, 8 to 950. Woodward, 169 steers and heifers, 6.5 to 8. Winoka, 33 heifers at 7.5. Fargo, got 100 steers and heifers, 6 to 7. Thomas, 181 steers, 8 to 1,000. May, 125 steers, 8.5. Gage, 220 steers, 7 to 9. Sharon, 70 steers at 9, and 50 steers, 9.5. Very good cow and bull market on Tuesday, selling top cow at 92, top bull selling at 119. Again, expecting 4,000 cattle. We will start the auction 8 a.m. sharp. Keep in mind, our commission is $5.05 cheaper than some sale barns around. Give us a call. We work 100% for the seller, never lying to the buyer. Thanks again, Jerry Nine, and the Woodward Livestock Auction.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. That's why you need feed that's built the reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. iPro Feed's commitment to nutrition is unwavering. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your local Hi-Pro Feeds dealer, providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at hobartfarmandgarden.com.
Simply put, Simon's Catch Restaurant in Elk City is Western Oklahoma's number one choice for delicious dining. Simon's Catch features all-you-can-eat farm-fresh catfish, family recipe shrimp, USDA choice steaks, and mouth-watering desserts, including cheesecake and brownie pie. Make dinner tonight simple. Simon's Catch Restaurant in Elk City. From I-40, exit 34, go 1.5 miles south and 1.5 miles west. Simon's Catch Restaurant open at 5, Wednesday through Saturday, and at noon on Sunday.
And we've seen it in our own operation, and we've heard other people tell it too. You go out when it's 105 degrees outside, and you look around, and the black cows are standing in the pond or in the shade trees, and the red cows are out grazing. The red hide color, the cow's going to stand out and eat during the heat of the day. She's not going to be laying under the shade tree and be up eating all night or not putting on weight. When it's been raining and the grass is 3 foot tall, they're going to be out eating all day long. Benji White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com on Facebook. Follow us at B&L Red Angus.
If you're a farmer or rancher, you rely on a business that can help you get the things you need fast so you can get back to work. Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma is that business. They carry farm equipment, oil-filled cattle guards, and fencing supplies. How about a cattle chute or hay trailer? They've got them. You need welding supplies? They've got that too. Learn more at everettswelding.com or see their ad inside the Penny News. That's Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma.
Right now, hay coverage is a big deal. You know, price of hay right now is very expensive. The ability to get hay right now, and when people get their hands on it, it's probably one of the most expensive assets that they have in their operation right now. And we can insure that hay for fire. I know there's been a lot of wildfires, and people have a concern for that. And then if you're an existing customer with us and you have a farm and ranch policy, you know, people need to understand that's not something that's automatically included. They would need to call and let our office know what coverage they need for their hay, and we can add that onto their farm and ranch policy. We can insure hay on a standalone policy, which is something that maybe some others don't offer. Even if you don't have business with us currently, we can write hay insurance.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right. Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast for southwestern Oklahoma. Today, 93. Tomorrow, 92 and sunny. Friday, 92 and sunny. Saturday, 90 and sunny. Sunday, 80 degrees here, but no chance of rain in this part of the state. Looks like it's all going to be north of here. Hopefully, we'll get some rain coming in, but we'll check it out and see what we got. Real quick, like, before we get back with Kent on planting this fall, be sure to check this out and go on Facebook page. They got a Facebook page, but George Creek Market right here in Elk City on Randall. Actually, in the SEI Agritech building, if you're looking, you won't see a vegetable stand out front. But anyway, it is. They just got some just picked and delivered this morning, fresh, local, and organic jalapeno peppers, tomatoes, squash, and okra from the Yates Family Farm here in Elk City. That bowl of okra looks pretty good, and that's right here. What is the address again?
1400 South.
Yeah. Randall. 1400 South Randall, easy to find, east side of the road there. Stop in there and check out those vegetables, and they also got lots of fresh beef in there in the freezer.
We do,
and got cuts of beef in there, and she has got all kinds of spices, salts, peppers, everything you want. I don't know, was there any did I see some hot sauce in there last time I was in there?
Yeah got a whole shelf of that.
Yeah. So anyway, check out George Creek Market on Facebook, and also tonight at Redland Chiropractic Center here on 3rd Street. Just look for the crowd. It's real close to the hospital. Just look for the police cars directing traffic into the vegetable stand. I don't know what it is about Brian and his vegetables. I mean, they're good, but do you need crowd control every time? But anyway, Brian Pritchard will have that. Check that out on Pritchard Farms on Facebook to find out. It's exactly, I think, what did he tell me? Hang on here. I don't want to get you guys all fired up and leave you hanging on the time wise, because I do have it right here. It is 7 o'clock tonight. Anyway, check it out. Brian Pritchard's Facebook page, be at the Redland Chiropractic Clinic. All right, well, back to you, Mr. Kent. This show's going by fast
today. It's going by quick, yeah. Well, let's talk about planning for your fall needs. If you're wanting early pasture, typically if you can have it in by September 15th or 20th, that's a good date to have it in by. That still gives you time right now to get a soil sample if you haven't, see what your real requirements are. Again, this year isn't the year to just throw out fertilizer because you've always done it that way. I would really get a real number on that.
Yep.
And see what you need.
Soil tests are cheap.
Yeah, they're cheap. It's just a drudgery to go pull them. People hate pulling them because it's just one of those chores that has to be done. And if you're planning for late grazing early spring, next spring, or for grain, then October 15th is good enough if you can have it planted by then, and most everything's planted by then.
Right.
Assuming we have rainfall to do
and
it
I
with.
I think October 15th is the deadline for FSA anyway.
Yeah. So that, you know, those are kind of two dates just to kind of keep in mind, and everybody who does this knows all that. For grain, if you're going to plant wheat to go to the elevator, keep in mind that the best potential for greatest bushels produced is determined in the first 45 days of that plant's life.
Okay.
Not anything you're going to do past that is going to enhance that very much. Probably not more than 2 or 3%, maybe 5% on an outside year. But that plant has to know everything it needs is in that soil to give it its best potential.
In that first month and a half.
In that first 45 days.
Yep.
That's on all small grains that we grow here. Now, when I say that, there's a lot of things that can go wrong between planting date and harvest date.
Yeah.
That takes away from that best potential yield. But you're not going to improve it very much. You won't improve it more than the cost of the product you're putting down.
Right.
If you don't have that first 45 days taken care of.
Gotcha.
There is no magic bullet.
Okay.
It's just not. I would get a soil report, follow the recommendations as closely as you can. Obviously, money's going to be an issue for everybody.
Yes.
Because of fertilizer prices and everything else that has to go into it. No matter when you plant this year, because of the weather we've had, keep an eye on worms and grasshoppers.
They're still here.
Yeah. We have to do that every year, but this year seems like there's a lot more pressure out there than before. So that you're not caught watching the paint dry on the worms, the heaviest moth flights are always go hand in hand with the full moon.
Okay.
So just look back on your calendar, see when the last full moon was, count forward from there 10 to 14 days, and you're going to have worms hatching at 10 to 14 days. And then you may or may not have enough of a threshold to justify spraying. If you don't. But if you're going to get overrun, you can see that pretty quickly.
Yes.
In juvenile wheat, rye, triticale, whatever you're planting. So just keep that in mind. The products that we use now to take care of the worms and the grasshoppers is really cheap. So if you're doing it yourself, you can do it for really $3-4 an acre. If you're custom doing it, then you're going to have cost of custom application on top of that, whether it's done ground rig or airplane. But they're extremely effective. They work really well, and they will quiet the field down overnight.
And they need to be. I got a question for you on the text line,
okay,
if you don't mind.
Sure.
Question is, if you plant some Australian winter peas with Triticale, at what rate? And also, can they be harvested at the same time, or what rate if it's just the peas per acre?
Okay, yeah. We normally plant Triticale, Austrian winter peas, and hairy vetch all together. And it works out just fine. I would inoculate the peas if you're going to use peas.
Yep.
If you're going with triticale, they will harvest at the same time. The planting rate would be your normal rate of trit, and then 10 pounds per acre on the Austrian winter piece.
Okay.
If you're going to put hairy vetch in there, 3 or 4 pounds of that. The trick to Austrian winter peas in here that I've found over the last 7 years is they will probably next spring, if you're going to go all the way to grain with the triticale, you will probably need to put a foliar shot on that triticale and Austrian winter peas whenever the triticale is in flag leaf. Okay. So that's going to be mid-July.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry, mid-June.
June.
Mid-June. And then watch out for white mold as you get closer to harvest, because Austrian winter peas is really susceptible to it.
All right.
If you're going by itself, it's 40 pounds per acre.
Hope that answers your question. Also, we got one more other text. It is, the cattle cubes I buy there are the best. I can smell them in my box.
They are the best. Oh, they, no about that.
You open that door out there, my Connex, and it's like, woo. So, yep. Well, thank you, sir, for coming on.
Thank you.
Kent Watkins with SEI Agritech right here in Elk City. If you ever have any questions, give him a call. This is Jimmy Clark with Today in Ag.
ECO, Elk City.
A White House reunion. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. Former President Barack Obama.